Blog Talk Radio.
God is in the heavens watching over each and every one of us. Praise the Lord for that, and praise the Lord to each one of you. Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be refreshed and renewed in our relationship with this awesome, wonderful, great, magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, and our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to a beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, here to bring you the most uplifting, spiritual resources, spiritual inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music ever made and ever played. Fire is the broadcast that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer. I said victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because, listen, God is not a respectful person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah goes right there. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Jeremiah 15:15-21 verse. We read where the weeping prophet Jeremiah bears his heart and soul unto God. And he honestly says words to God that we have or wish we had said, or maybe one day will say. How's that? Because of his stand and dedication to God, that he is suffering retaliation from his enemy. We will all have to face the same contentions in our lifetime in one form or another as we live boldly for our Lord Jesus the Christ. The Bible tells us that the godly shall suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3:12. Amen. So we're going to talk about bread alone, because I promise you, man does not live by bread alone, but we will have to live, spiritually speaking, for our good by the very word of God. My special guest is here, awesome woman of God, THV11 contributor, speaker, author, transformational coach, advocate, minister, and yes, mother, woman of God, Minister Dina Williams is here. And she's going to be sharing her testimony and how the Lord has done wonderful and awesome things in her life. And then later on the broadcast, we're going to shine our artist spotlight on gospel artist, woman of God, Kimberly Williams is here. Lord Jesus, you all are in for another power-packed broadcast on this fire gospel experience. So go ahead and call your family members, your friends, co-workers, neighbors, anybody that you know that you believe can use some good spiritual uplift and inspiration, because that's what they're going to get right here on this fire gospel experience. That's how we roll. That's how we do it. We give God all his just due praise, and then we just fellowship just like we have in church right here on this radio. We've already had prayer. We thank the Lord, Holy Spirit, God, for overseeing our lives. But most of all, right now, Holy Spirit, God, we thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Lord Jesus, have your way.
Life and death are in the power of the tongue. I allow death to be spoken over my destiny until I realize I'm good enough for God. The more I tried to please people, the less I felt fulfilled. Life, I didn't feel good enough, smart enough, I didn't love hard enough. Then one day, I'm good enough for God. Even when my love isn't enough, I'm still good enough for God. Even on those Tuesdays when my world is going crazy, he never gives up, turns his back on me. He's always loving me. I'm good enough for God. Lord, I thank you for loving me, even when I didn't love myself. I have my brother Steve Anderson here. Help me out, Steve.
The love from my heart was torn apart by those that I thought loved me. Cried many nights, I didn't want to fight, I just wanted love freely. God kept holding me, keeping me, he never let go of me. I realized I'm good enough.
I kept wondering, what kind of love is this? spite of what happened yesterday, his mercies are new today. He's still loving. Yes, he does. God, thank you for helping me realize that I am good enough.
It's not because of any goodness of my own, but Lord, it is simply because of your grace, your mercy, and your loving kindness. Sounds of man of God, gospel artist Carl B. I'm telling you, he's doing his thing. Carl B. Phillips, bless you, man of God. And then he had, man of God, Stephen Anderson coming in with those nice vocals, letting you know that we are good enough. We are good enough simply because we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that we are new creatures in Christ. Don't you know the old man that we were, the old woman, the old little boy, the old little girl that we used to be is being transformed, that we are workmanship in the process of being transformed and made brand new into the very image of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Thank you so much, man of God, Carl B. Phillips. Thank you so much, Bruce Calvin, promoter, manager, for continuing to keep this fire gospel experience ministry hot by sending all of this beautiful, anointed gospel music. This music that is not being able to be played on traditional radio stations, and you want to know why? Is because you have to have a down payment and almost a mortgage to get your music played on traditional radio stations, or else you have to have that hookup with the music industry some kind of way, be a contracted artist. But God has raised up programs such as myself, Fire the Gospel Experience, independent radio gospel host, that we are kingdom collaborating with you, hardworking independent gospel artists. So y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. And I promise you, God is going to give you rich reward, just as he is so gracious and kind to give us this beautiful salvation. My special guest is here, Dina Williams, longtime resident of Little Rock, Arkansas, was reared in the Delta. She is the second of six children born to both the late James and the late Dolores Williams. By 12 years old, Dina and her five siblings were deemed orphans, wards of the court. They were never formally adopted. Misfortune, uncertainty, pain, and abuse became her norm. Confronted with overcoming the hand she was dealt, survival, blessed, listen, was her only viable outcome, striving daily to remain victorious over trials and tribulations, overcoming adversities including incest, molestation, rape, and domestic violence. Her defined mission and purpose in life is to heal, forgive, and move forward. Dina coveted secrets for years, however, recognized the need for healing, which ultimately began with her sharing her story. Amen for that brave courage. Despite life happening, Dina graduated from UCA, and she is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. She is proud mother of Caitlin Williams and raising JR, an honor student at UAPB. Her passion of caring and service are evidenced through unending commitment in the field of physical therapy for over 28 years. Her platform focuses to engage, educate, equip, and empower people to live and not exist. Her personal quote is, "You cannot heal what you will not reveal." She is a licensed minister, certified transformational life coach, speaker, and Amazon best-selling author. Get Moved, M-O-V-E-D, mapping out victory each day. Self-empowerment through self-discovery. She's an advocate for survivors of sexual assault, as well as a contributor for KTHV Channel 11 right here in Arkansas. Without any further ado, my special guest, as you can see, she is an honored woman of God. Minister Dina Williams is here on this fire gospel experience. Amen. 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 Bless you, woman of God. Thank you for joining me on this fire gospel experience. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me. I am doing awesome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm so blessed. I'm just happy in Jesus. I'm just so thankful to be where I am. Like you said, woman of God, in that introduction, we have been through the valley. We have been through dark days, but we praise and we thank God for his everlasting grace to heal us and to deliver us from all of those dark things that the devil brought against us to try to destroy us and ruin us. We came out victorious and we came out better people, even though we suffered great pain, hardship, and we were wondering, where is God in all of this? So share with us, woman of God, if you'd be so kind, introductory piece. I know we heard the introduction, but tell us a little bit about yourself that may not have been in the introduction that you would like for my listeners to know about woman of God, Minister Dina Williams.
Well, you've covered so much, and I'd like to say that's my story. And honestly, my story was all I would ever tell because I didn't have a song in my heart. But, of course, now, you know, when you have God in your life, you understand that your story is just a part of it, it's a piece of it, and that you must have a song in your heart. And that's when you learn to count it all joy. But like the introduction said, you know, yes, there were many hardships that came upon us at the premature death of my parents. Both of my parents, my siblings and I were forced to split up. We moved around. I had a classmate once called me a gypsy, and that penetrated me to my soul, and she had no idea what she said to me. But when you don't have a place to call home and you are forever roaming, it disturbs the peace that even a child should have, let alone someone trying to figure out and map their way out in this world, yet going to church with the people who are praising God and talking about this great God and how good he is. And you're trying to, you don't have that relationship, and you're not far enough along in your walk to understand what is really going on. It's a shaking for your making, so to speak. But in that time as a child, you just don't know. And what I came to realize that after all the things I had gone through and continued to go through as I was growing up, no one ever said, speak your truth to God. God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your heart, and God hear your heart. Instead, you would hear God is good and all the time, you know, God is good and, you know, the different cliches, but no one said, go and when you go to that altar, truly lay your heart out, truly tell God how you're feeling, truly, you know, and even and ask me, can you articulate your feelings? Do you know how to share that you are hurt, that you are broken, that you are angry, that you are upset? You know, no, you're supposed to just smile and keep going, because as the older people would say, a child, and you ain't seen nothing yet. And as that child not knowing, and even navigating through life in high school at the hands of the monster at night that would creep into the bed and going through incest and molestation and later rape. But even in that moment of, I would come home from college and go to church at that time. I was baptized Baptist, but then grew up Church of God in Christ because of the house that I was in. And I would hear the elders said, daughter, pray about it. And I would often ask, can you tell me what the it is so that I can pray about it? Because if you give me that it, I know what to pray for, but right now I don't know. And I would come home, and before I would testify in your testimony service, the whole church would be crying because it was Dina Williams, this is my story. And no one ever said, Dina, it's okay to speak your truth. And it wasn't until being a younger adult that I realized I had an indirect resentment towards God. Because God, if you didn't allow my parents to die, God, if you didn't allow us to be split up, God, if you didn't allow us to be here and there, then I wouldn't have gone through this, and I wouldn't have experienced this, and I wouldn't have experienced that. And not that I didn't believe in God, but as you grow in life, you have that victim mindset of why me, or you have that victim mindset of all of this happened to me. But as you know, continue and get to know who God is and understand that even Jesus bore his cross. This is your cross.
That
life is happening for you. This is a defined and destined purpose for you. And at some point in time in life, you're going to take what was your story, and it's going to become your song that you're going to be able to belt out to people to help them get over the things and trials and tribulations and traumas that they face. And then you're going to also be able to help some not have to go through what you went through, no longer suffering in silence, understanding and knowing and telling them that, you know, God is who they said he is. who they said he was. God is who he is. Nothing changed. God has always been good. But understanding that God does allow us to go through some things.
Okay.
But when we're going through, we must learn to grow through. We have to grow through those things.
I'm going to tell you, this woman of God, I spoke about we being a workmanship in the hands of Christ. And in the Old Testament, talks about the potter molding the clay. Well, what I didn't realize, like you stated so plainly, that while I was going through very, very difficult times, feeling unloved by my own family, feeling like the black sheep, having a family but feeling like an orphan at the same time, being hurt by the people that were supposed to love me the most, I realized later in my Christian life, as I've matured and stayed in God's word, that that process of preparation for Christ's likeness didn't just start when we accepted Christ. Before the potter even starts putting the clay on the wheel, he has to mold it. He has to add whatever needs to be added. He has to take out what needs to be taken out before he even places it on that potter's wheel. So I understand, as painful as it was, God says, I'm not going to put no more on you than you can bear. And that is even before we got saved, woman of God. God was actually preparing us to be who we are now, ministers and advocates and people that represent God with such a deep passion. We don't care about accolades. We want to be appreciated like everybody else. But if nobody else calls out our name or gives us a plaque or an award, guess what? We are so grateful to be in the place of God that we are right now, that we're going to be the ones that turn the lights out. We'll be the last ones to go home, because God, if I can just do this, whatever it is, big or small thing, to honor you for what you've done, how you restored me and hear me, I'm willing to do it. It took me years, woman of God, Dina, to understand that it was okay for me to go through what I went through, because God had a plan for our lives.
Most definitely. And, you know, like you said, you know, people will give you church on a platter, if you will. People will give you religion on a platter. But and they'll attempt to give you God on a platter. But what the thing about it is God, that relationship's personal. And that relationship,
yes, it is.
It may look and give off a resemblance or reflection of the same, but it's usually never the same, because it's such an individualized relationship. And a lot of us see people and we think that they have a great life, and that being, oh, that's because they live this God-filled life, and but we don't see what they go through behind closed doors. And we don't know the prayers that they're praying. We don't know the crying. We see what they allow us to see, and that's what happens, is that we write the story of what we think it is, as opposed to knowing what it truly is. And so when we accept God, a lot of times we say, okay, everything's going to be easy. It's not. You know, we're going to suffer persecution. We're going to go through, you know, there was something said, and they said, you know, the robber will never rob an empty house. There has to be something in it. So when accept God and you have that relationship with God, and God, it starts to become into understanding and knowing the purpose that God has for you, then the enemy is after that, because want you to fulfill that purpose. So you come under attack, and you're like, well, I was out there in that world, I had a whole lot of friends, and when I was out there in that world, I wasn't cordial. Easy sometimes to want to return, go back, but it's staying the course and understanding, knowing that God will never leave you nor forsake you, and for such a time as this, that you are already prepared and prepackaged for this. So that victory is already yours, but you've got to just know that it's all joy. Count it all joy, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like. I count it all joy. And knowing in that word, Jesus, he didn't say, oh, it's going to be pretty, oh, it's going to be easy. He says, I am with you always. And that's where you have to know that in your going through, in your growing through, God is with you. And usually in those times when you're feeling alone, he's probably carrying you and you're not carrying yourself. Because I tell people all the time that I know that God loved me because I didn't know how to love myself. I know God helped me because I didn't know how to keep myself. I know that God answered the prayers of the righteous because I didn't even know to pray for myself. Because when you don't know yourself, when you don't know whose you are, and whom you belong, and you have no idea, no identity. You're just wandering. Mm-hmm. You're just wandering aimlessly. You're existing. You're just a lost soul. And for a long time, I was that, because I wandered aimlessly. Mm-hmm. I would get up what the day routine was, but I had no picture of what the end looked like. I had no idea of what my life was going to be like, because I was so sad in my own valley, and I was so sad about all that had happened to me. I had no hope. You know, it's something to not have hope. It's something to just be in a place where it's just dark. But there's something about when God puts a light in you that cannot be hidden. And he would often allow people to speak into my life and speak to me. And although I wasn't always ready to receive it and hear it, I would get inklings of that, oh, there's something more. Oh, just keep going. And even when I wanted to give up, somebody was pulling. Somebody was pushing. And I had an aunt that would often end her call, and she would say, I'm praying for my brother's children. I love each one of y'all, and I call you out by name. Oh, my God, to hear that. It wasn't that she put something in my hand. It wasn't anything that I could touch, but just to hear and know that someone cared enough to pray for me, that God gives you, you know, it's that mustard seed of faith, that you don't need a mountain, but all you need is a mustard seed of faith, just something to get you through, and knowing that he is faithful, because even when I didn't know to be faithful, he was faithful, and he does. He brings us to it, but he brings us, more importantly, through it.
See, that your aunt didn't put something in your hand, because what she did is she put something in your spirit that money could not buy. That's what you needed to hear. And I'm going to share something I've never shared before. I told you before we got started that some things would not come about in this conversation until we started the conversation, until we started discussion. Holy Spirit God has me to share a story as a senior in high school on the football team, wide receiver. I went out for a pass, and I out-jumped everybody, and I saw the pass coming, and when it hit my hands, I said, I'm going to drop it. Mm-hmm. I intentionally dropped it because I was so hurt by feeling unloved. I used that moment as an incident for my teammates to pat me on the back, just so that I could hear somebody say, it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. I never shared that before. I wanted to hear it from somebody. I wanted somebody to put some hope in my soul. Now, had I known the coach was going to bench me after that, I would have caught the pass and then probably found another opportunity to let them pat me on the back. But we can only hold so much of our pain and frustration in where we are looking for some relief. Sometimes we look at that, and I have experienced drug use. I have experienced alcohol abuse. I have experienced pornography as ways to medicate. I have sought love in all the wrong places. Woman of God, I use sex as a substitute for love. I didn't even realize it at the time. But I felt like if a woman is willing to give herself to me, until I can find love, I'll accept that as the next best thing. You're getting real talk right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, because we don't want anybody to be misled about our Christian faith. Everything that we're sharing is our testimony, but we want each listener to understand and hear what we are saying overall is that God forgave us. And just like when he was at the tomb of Lazarus, when he looked around and saw Mary and Martha crying, guess what? You and I, sisters, have cried so many tears at night when we're by ourselves asking God, why is this happening to me? In tears. And guess what? Just like when he stood outside Lazarus' tomb and wept, our Savior is so conscious about our pain, he was weeping right along with us. Not because he didn't have the healing, the remedy, and the solution, but because he is so in touch with our pain, with our sorrows. He is a God that cares about us, and he wept right along with us. Thank God that he dried our tears. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truly, you know, as you were talking, and I want to go back to you and dropping the football, you know, when you say that maybe somebody will encourage me. you do want that, and you hope that. The other thing is, it's something when you feel invisible, and all you want is someone mm-hmm. to see you, and mm-hmm. just take that time out to make you feel as important as
Thank
the person
you.
That you see as important. The person that you identify what looks pretty, what is intelligent, what is love. You know, it's your reality is only as real as your perception. And as a broken child, your perception is not really your the truth. It's just your truth. And it's the story that you've told yourself for years. But, you know,
yeah.
I had another aunt that would say, Dina, no matter how low you get, there's always one person lower than you that didn't give up. And between the prayer and that thought process that there's someone under me that didn't give up, that's what pretty kind of that held me. But I know what it is to look for love in all the wrong places. I know what it is to allow yourself to use and abuse. And I know what it is to just say, well, why would I not? Instead of saying, why I should not. You know, and I like being transparent because I believe transparency is what transforms. And I believe the only way that you can actually even deal with something is to first acknowledge it, then accept that you did it, accept that it happened, and then you move from there. But until you are real and honest and true with yourself, then you will never get to the truth, which is, and there's only one truth. And that's even in all relationships, and especially your relationship with God. I did often look for love in all the wrong places. And, sometimes the world is such a judgmental place as the church is a judgmental place where you might go and think it's all about love. And you go and you think this is where they're going to embrace you. And sometimes that's where you go and the hurt happens. That's where you go sometimes and the judgment happens. And so you at some point have to be able to kind of hold on to something, and hopefully you get to a point where you start to get to know God, and that you, He will bring people into your life that will show you love differently, that will just not want something from you. See, it's something to be vulnerable and be exposed, and the enemy use those people that should help you, as you said, they should have loved you, to hurt you, to destroy you, to break you down. But it's something that when you experience what love is, that someone helps you and they didn't take anything from you. It's something when they see you and they see the beauty on the inside of you, nothing on the outside of you. It's something when someone wants you around and it's not for what you can do for them or give them, but just because they see what God has in you. And when you get to that place and you start to have an identity of who God has designed you to be, you know, and it's something, because when we go to the mirror, we see the faults and the flaws, but God allows other people to see what He in us, and people will walk up to you and speak things into your life and say, you know, you're such a strong person, and all the while you're cringing on the inside, said, I'm the weakest person, I want to give up now, but God allows people to speak into you because they see what God has in you. He sees the spirit. They see the spiritual man, and you're seeing the physical man. And so what happens is that transformation starts to take place, and hopefully you start to experience enough of what love is, unconditional love, and you start to hear enough of the word that it's enough just to draw you, and that you hopefully start to get involved in the word and apply that word to your life, because until you have the word in you and until you have a understanding and begin to get that understanding of the word, then it's kind of hard to apply it to your life. But I do know that it's possible. I know that, yes, that there are people that are used by the enemy. There are people that are willing to be used by God, and they will help you. They will help you, you know, and we've just got to learn to receive help. But I will say that when you've been broken and bent and you've been hurt, the one thing that sometimes we fail to do is show up vulnerable again, because we're expecting people to hurt us. So we've got to learn to heal so that we can be open to what God truly has for us.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, I take notes while I'm doing this interview, and I will be posting on Facebook that transparency transform, and I got that from Minister Dina Williams, and I believe that as we are healed, we are the best helpers. And don't you know, God will put people in our lives to speak that word to us because he knows when and he knows what exactly we need when we need it. Because we were so close to giving up, woman of God, that we said, I can't give up because if I give up, I lose. And I've been through too much to lose now, regardless of the pain, regardless of the hurt. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience and my anointed special guest, woman of God, Minister Dina Williams, is just sharing sanctified truth in this Christian life. Here's woman of God, Keisha Grandy. Don't you know that you did it? You did it, God. You made us brand new, and we are healed, whole, and we are living a holy life because of your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God. You did that.
Listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about fire.
Yes, Lord, you did it. You did it. We're just getting our gospel groove on right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, shouting out victory to each and every one of you. I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't care what the options may be, or maybe just how vague it looks in your preview, and you can't see the way out. You can't see the remedy. You can't see the solution. I'm speaking this by faith, because the faith walk is not just when you can see the staircase, but when you have the faith to step on up anyway, believing, trusting, and knowing that God is there. And if you need proof, all you got to do is just look back on the times in the past when situations was just out of hand. Hell was breaking loose. Devils was running wild all over the place. And you thought, God, I'm about to be overwhelmed. And then, like the word of God says, like a flood, the God that we serve came rushing in right on time to spare you so that you can give a greater testimony. Sounds of woman of God, Keisha Grandy, letting us know, yes, God, we give you praise because you did it. You did it. Yes, yes, you did it. My special guest is here, woman of God, Minister Dina Williams, is just sharing so much truth about dark days that she has gone through. But thank the Lord God for his grace and his mercy, because she's also shared about how she has been delivered and now has been transformed into this pinnacle of light, a THB11 contributor, speaker, author, transformational coach, advocate, minister. Don't you understand that each one of these titles that she bears on her ministry and on her life right now is a direct result of what she's been through? God was right there caring for her even in her darkest days, even when we couldn't feel his presence, woman of God. And that's amazing. So out of all of these particular responsibilities and ministries that you have, what would you say, not overall, but at the present moment, which one of these ministries, THB11 contributor, speaker, author, transformation coach, advocate, minister, mother, is right now has your most attention and that you see as being so prominent in your life right now that you are just all hands on deck? Just everything that you have is into what particular ministry are you greatly involved with now, so that we can appreciate the work that God is doing in you?
Wow. To be honest with you, I try to be all hands on deck with all things. However, you know, one thing that I say is whatever you're doing must remain relevant. You know, just like the church, the building as we've seen it, if it's not relevant in that community, then is it really relevant? So we are the church. So for me, I would say in this time, I would say most importantly, all hands on deck would be being a mom. And I say being a mom and then coaching. And I had to really think about that, because when you said at this time, in this moment, in this time of a pandemic where you're not necessarily going to a physical building, or there were limitations put on how you worship, how you serve, what you did, who you could come in contact with, that is probably one of the biggest ministries for my life, because a lot of times we think it's in the church where we show people how we see God, how we view God, and how how God deals with us. But a lot of us miss ministry at home, and it starts at home. And so having a daughter, first and foremost, not having my mom all of my life, I take it not for granted. But at the same time, I have to be open and honest that, you know, I make the decisions that I make from my mom was here, this is what I would think she would have done, or this is in the best interest of the child. And so we fail sometimes and we win sometimes. So definitely being a mom, after being told at 12 that I would never have children, and when man said no, God said yes. And not only in the accepting and truly knowing that God can say yes when man says no, and have a child. The other thing is, she and I had a brief conversation last night, just questioning different questions we tossed back and forth. But when man told me no, I believed man. And it wasn't until later in life that I came to understand that God can say yes even in the midst of. And sometimes we think we're doing things the way it should be done. Well, I had a child out of wedlock, so some people judged me, some people damned me to hell, and some people understood it. I was older,
yes, ma'am.
I was in the situation, and I had a child, and it wasn't the best situation. So, you know, try to understand that, God, you've given me this miracle of having a child, and now I've got to deal with the absent father, you know, the statistics, the this or that. I survived all these things that have been thrown at me, God, and now this. How did I end up here? So I was constantly crucifying myself, constantly judging myself, to myself. It took me 3 years to come to grips that, hey, you're gonna be okay, and it's okay. It wasn't the world that was condemning me, I was condemning me, and
come
then
on.
Allowing other
That's
thoughts to be upon me. So I had to understand that God does all things well. God is provisional and intentional, and that I, without my mom and my dad, God is
Amen.
The mother to the motherless, father to the fatherless. So I
yes.
understand and know who he is. And even when man on earth said, you're going to need me, my words were, in my father's house of many mansions, you live in one of his shacks over on so-and-so street. And I know I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. So she has a father in heaven that
sometimes
looks like. And even in that moment in my situation, those were the words I spoke. And I began to say, Lord, I raised her in a whole life mentality, not that anything's wrong. And I've raised her to know God and,
yes.
and have a relationship with God. And then even in the same church, she was in the same church all of her life. And I was in this church for 22 years, and my pastor died, and the new pastor didn't believe in women ministers. And you're talking about
Lord.
The time of life changes. My job phased out. I had a cancer diagnosis. The floor came, went
Jesus.
Out from under the wall, down, the roof came off. And here I am in a church where he says, oh, you can't minister to the people. You can't touch the
wow.
pulpit. And I have to show who God is. You know, it's easy to react, but it's a different
it
thing to respond. And I realized being a mother, it was how did I allow her to see God and not man. How did I allow her to see that God allows and he protects? So we go to this church until I get to a place where I'm not angry, where I'm not upset. And I pray,
yeah.
Lord, you know, let me be hear the word come out of this man's mouth. Let me be able to say amen. Let me understand and not be bitter in
go.
My heart, because that's not God either. See, sometimes we want other people to show us godly love, and we're not showing them godly love. So, sometimes
Amen.
We want
Woo!
Other people to
preach
a demonstration of what we see and think God should be, yet we're not being that. And in this
Amen.
Time, we ended up, after it was in a good time to leave, I've been there. I've been very active in the church, and my daughter watched me work, you know, from church, before church, after church, midnight hours.
Yeah.
You know, I was the pastor's secretary. I was the church clerk. I shot for the church. She did it all her life. And so when you pour and you're busy for the church and you work and the church kind of backhands you, gives you a little slap, it's easy to have a church hurt that you can't forgive people and you blame God. But I had to make sure how she continued to see God in this, that these were people.
Yeah.
This was not God. And then the pandemic came, and so now we're not in the building. Okay, you yet need your relationship with God, and it continues to grow because it's a personal thing. It has nothing to do with that building. It has nothing to do with that man standing in the pulpit. It has nothing to do with somebody talking and speaking over you, the choir, the music. This relationship
right.
is personal. So right now,
yeah.
that is my ministry. Is making sure that she has a relationship, making sure that I remain a light that cannot be hidden, that I continue to tell people about the good news and preach and minister the gospel wherever I
yes.
go. I'll be at Walmart, I'll be at a gas station, in a parking lot. I joke and said I have
I
a parking lot
right.
ministry. Understanding that right now, whatever you do for God and only what you do for God is going to last. So that
Amen.
Would be it. And I do that and transcend that even into coaching, because I help people heal. Because when people are hurt, they tend to say, God, you did this to me, your life. But when you understand what's really going on and you brought me through it. So, God, I know this is a part of the her testimony. This is a part of her past. This is a part of who she is and who you predestined her or him to be. But they've got to be able to tell it. They've got to be able to stand up. They've got to be able to go and do, go and be what you said be. So I use those two ministries, I think, interchangeably, because as long as I'm coaching, I remain coachable. Mm-hmm. I continue to help others. Heal, I heal. Also, being when you want to know how you look at your children, and if you're messy, it shows up in your children. But if you're light, it shows up in the children. So you want to know how you're parenting. Ooh. You look at your child, and a lot of times we will say, "Oh, that child has been. Oh, that child is a direct result of what you're doing and pouring into them." So I use those hand in hand, and that's really where, even being on THP 11. God uses me, and they allow me to speak about things that are real life, things that are relevant. And they don't limit what I say. They don't limit how I say it. And they even speak and mention church and God and prayer. And so that's how you know you're in the right place on the right time. So some people thought they took certain things from me, God said, let me give you a platform. Let me give you places that no one can come to. Instead, they close the doors. Why don't I take the whole door off? Why don't I take the walls down? So that's how your child joy. You realize that, Lord, you just opened up a whole world for me. And that's what he's done. And so I'm forever grateful, and I hope that everything I do, he's able to say, well done, and with you, I am well pleased, you know. That's my goal every day.
Amen, amen. You have shared so much rich, profound knowledge and incredible spiritual intestinal fortitude. Comes from your spirit, woman. Comes from your heart. It's just amazing that people will always look at our glory that God provides, the platform, and they don't know our story. They don't know what we've been through. And what they see is just the extended grace of God's favor on our lives as a sense of, like you said, ongoing healing. Because I have those times when I look back, I don't stay there, because great minister from Detroit, C.L. Franklin, who is the father of the legendary Aretha Franklin, I would suggest all of you listen to his sermon, The Eagle Stirs Her Nest, where he said it's okay to look back, but if you can't look back without going back, don't go back. So every now and then I look back and reflect. I don't stay there too long so that spirit of sorrow and heaviness tries to make a resurrection in some space in my mind, in my heart. But I reflect back just to thank God that I don't cry those tears no more. I don't feel that pain. I don't feel that sorrow. And the healing is so complete, I can't identify with the three Hebrew boys that came up out of the furnace. Because I can look back on my life, and although I know it was happening to me, woman of God, Dina, it's almost like I'm reading a novel. I love reading. It's almost like I'm watching a movie. I love watching good movies. I'm selective about both. I know it happened to me, but God has healed me so much so, the transformation is so complete. It's almost like I know it happened to me, but it's like I'm listening and watching someone else's story. But I know it happened to me. That is the complete healing. And like you said many times, that's how you know you have stepped into the realm of God's grace. He doesn't just save us from sin and from judgment and condemnation. He saves us from ourselves, from all those things that we told ourselves. Just like you said, woman of God, Dina, we can be our worst critic. He saves us from our past. Yes, we cried. Yes, we hurt. Yes, our heart breaks. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't know, if you're still struggling with something, and if you know like I know, you say it, amen, that God is the restorer of our souls. He is a redeemer.
Yeah.
And he keeps us in a place where now we are the most useful ones because we've been there, and we want people to know the relief and the healing that we have and in we joy. Now, woman of God, I told you. I said the time is going to fly by. I told you. You remember I told you. I said once we get into this conversation, I'm going to look up and it'll be time for you to go ahead and share with my listeners your personal information in case you would be open to invitations to be a speaker. I know that you're a speaker. I know that you're a coach. I thank God for my six networks that syndicate this fire gospel experience, that this broadcast is going to reach many souls. And somebody out there is going to want to contact you, woman of God, to come to their event, be it in reality, in real life. Restrictions for the COVID virus are slowly being removed. Or if it's a virtual thing, they may want to contact you by website or telephone. Would you share with my listeners how you may be reached for ministry work, and then your social media contacts? And please feel free to give a shout-out to anybody that's relevant in your life and let them know that, hey, I love my pastor, I love my daughter, I love whomever you love. You can certainly share your accolades and your appreciation with those now. But how can you be reached?
I can be reached. Well, first of all, first and foremost, I want to thank you for this opportunity, and I thank you for not only just an opportunity, but an opportunity to be honest and authentic and true. And you didn't give me boundaries or limitations. You said speak your truth and share that. So I thank you for that, because that is what the world needs more of. Also, you can reach me. I am Dina Williams. Blandine Williams, your life coach, Dina. I can be reached via social media channels at Get Moved on Instagram, Dina Williams on Facebook, Dina Williams on Twitter, as well as Dina Williams on LinkedIn. I can be reached at 501-503-8776, Divine Purpose. And you can always direct message me on any of the social medias. I'm very responsive. Also, if you would like to sometimes get a message through the station, some people do that through THV 11. A lot of times people want to know who they're talking to, is who they're talking to. So sometimes people will reach out there. My email is blandinespeaks@gmail.com or dwnkt@comcast.net. My book can be found via amazon.com, Get Moved, Mapping Out Victory Each Day, Self-Empowerment Through Self-Discovery. Or, again, you can get a signed copy from me by reaching out to me. I truly thank the opportunity, and I'm always available to speak on various topics, ministry, surviving sexual assault, also rape, crisis, troubled youth. I speak on anything that I feel that would empower a person to be a better version of their self. And most importantly, I want to first give honor to God. I want to give a shout out to my daughter, because she is my support, my right and my left hand. My siblings have always provided a foundation of support for me, as do my family, immediate and extended, and all churches. And one thing that I believe God wants us to do is we want to give thanks to all of our friends, our families, our support, and our enemies, because he said that he will prepare to take the presence of your enemies. And that's what we've got to learn, is invite them in to have a seat, because we all deserve a seat at the table. Thank you, Ron Jefferson, and this is truly a fire gospel experience, and I've certainly enjoyed it. Thank you, and it's been a blessing and will continue to be a blessing. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we certainly appreciate you, woman of God, and I want you to know personally that I look forward to coming to Little Rock where you are and treating you to dinner so that we continue with this fellowship. Dinner is on me. I thank God for everything that you're doing. I appreciate the work that you're doing. And listen, next time you're here, we're going to have to discuss your book. I want people to know more about this wonderful ministry that you have. I'm sure that this book is powerful. I'm looking forward to my autographed copy. I will be getting in touch with you so I can have that and add that to my library. I'm an author myself. I've written two books as well, as you know. So we are traveling down the same road. So I see nothing but kingdom collaboration for us. And it's a good thing when God brings certain people together so that we can combine our gifts, our talents, and our ministries together to be an even more brighter light for our Lord Jesus. So my prayer is that God continue to bless you, keep you, cover you, and lead and guide you into blessings that you haven't even prayed for, woman of God. That's my prayer for you. Keep doing what you're doing for Jesus. You ain't seen nothing yet.
That is my prayer for you as well. Likewise, and I thank you, and I hope that we will look back and say,
yes, sir,
he didn't bring up this far to just bring up this far, and that knowing even in your valley, there is victory
Come
in the valley. So count it all joy.
Lord Jesus, you just put the icing on the cake. Thank you, woman of God. We bless you. We love you, Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love us back and pray for us as well. Minister, Dina Williams was here, and she blessed us in the name of Jesus. I don't know about myself. I keep telling y'all, all y'all got to do is just get in touch with a brother so that you could be a part of this fire gospel experience as well. God is doing great things in your life, and we want to broadcast the wonderful things that God is doing in your life. All you got to do is get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Just let a brother know. Send me a message. Brother Ron, I see, I feel the fire gospel experience, how God is moving in your life, in this ministry. I want to be a part of it, and I want you to be a part of it as well. Get in touch with me. Send me a message. I don't care. You don't need no big title. All you need is just a vision and a call from God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, God. And I promise you, you can be a special guest just like you did my special guest, woman of God, Dina Williams. And listen, we got more coming. I'm about to pull my artist spotlight on woman of God, Kimberly Williams. She's here, and she's waiting to bust loose with this Jesus joy that she has. So listen, I just want you all to get in touch with me. Give me a call, 870-413-0220 is the number to call. Leave a message if I can't get back to you. My plate is full, but I move some stuff over and get back with you. And let God be the one that is the force in our lives. I'm here to bless you. I am here to let God do a work in your life. That is my ministry. That is my calling. I'm being blessed just by collaborating with you. Amen. Here is Kurgemi Community Choir. I don't do you. Amen. They want to let you know, listen, I love God. I do. And the question is, do you? Because loving God is what it's really all about. Here at Kurgemi Community Choir, blessing us. I do. Don't you? I sure do.
I know a great Savior. And I live by His faith. Lord, to lead me, yeah. I need His manner to lead me. For praise I would. I love the Lord. I need whatever. I need His mercy.
but my testimony is you. Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's
hello, everyone. I am Warren L. Booker, Jr., CEO and founder of Y. Warren Entertainment Incorporated. I am also an actor, playwright, filmmaker, and host of the Potluck Webcast, where you can engage in soul-stirring, relevant conversation. Please tune into the Potluck every Thursday at 7:14 p.m. via Facebook Live. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Warren L. Booker, Jr., or call 662-775-0717. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Warren Booker, my dear brother up there in Little Rock doing his thing. Teacher and such a relevant personality. He writes, plays, he acts, he does it all. Tune in to Warren Booker and Potluck. He's on Facebook, Warren Booker Jr. I am here to support and promote all of God's people in the work that they're doing, because don't you know, we work so much better when we collaborate together. We become a force when you take the blessing that you have and the blessings and favor and gifts that I have, and we combine them together. God will get so much more praise out of our lives. We will be richer. We will be so much more well-endowed Christian believers in Christ, that we will be able to stand and withstand any and everything that comes against us to the glory of God. Because God is in us, and greater is he that's in us, Lord Jesus, than he that's in the world. My special guest, as I pull out this big old artist spotlight, I'm about to shine our artist spotlight on Woman of God. She is the owner and therapist at Kimberly Williams Counseling and works at Hospital Therapist at Alabama Psychiatric Services. She is originally from Louisville, Mississippi, and presently living in Pelham, Alabama. She is a married woman of God since 1992, so you can't tell her marriage don't work. It's all about being with the right person. I have had the pleasure of just inspiring her just a few minutes ago. She is fired up and ready to go. We've been having fellowship at a good time already of this Fire Gospel Experience. So would you all welcome me with a round of applause and appreciation for God, for this woman of God in our shine artist spotlight, none other than gospel artist, woman of God, Kimberly Williams is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, she is. Thank you, Lord, for the woman of God in the house. In the house. Bless you, woman of God, Kimberly Williams. Thank you for joining us on this Shine Artist Spotlight on Fire, the Gospel Experience. How you be? How you be, woman of God? How you be?
I am blessed. I am blessed and excited to be here. Oh. Wow, what an introduction. Thank you so much for having
Amen.
Me on.
Amen. I'm not going to sit up
yes,
here.
Yes, you were right before I came on. He was praying, and I tell you what, I was ready to go right then. So praise
right
God for you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you blessed my heart right there, because when y'all let me know that I am in the spirit of my calling, I can't tell you, because you already know. When you up there singing praises unto God, that fellowship of Holy Spirit God comes over you, and even though your feet are on earth, your head and your mind and your spirit is in the heavenly heavenlies. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen.
Absolutely. I absolutely know. Yes.
Amen. Listen, I just wanted to make sure. I'm not going to leave it up to anybody else in your family, another radio host, or nobody else to sit up here and not acknowledge you for all that you do, for all that you are in Christ. That's part of my calling. I am here to let people know there are awesome, dynamic people of God out there doing a tremendous work. And listen, now I'm going to say this, and I want you to just share a little bit about yourself before I play this anointed song
okay.
that you have. And whatever else you have, I need you to keep sending that music so I can keep blessing your ministry, okay? But
they did it to
our Lord Jesus. He went back home to where he grew up. And they say that familiarity breeds contempt. And I think our Lord Jesus, the Christ, was the prime example of that, because he is the great God, man. He's doing miracles that no other man has ever done before. But yet and still, the Bible declares that there's only a few miracles that he did in his own hometown where he grew up. And the Bible says it's because of their unbelief. So I'm not going to just assume. I'm here to give you your flowers now, because there's people out there that have resentments against us because they put us in a box and they'll say, oh, that ain't nothing. Oh, she thinks she all this and that. Oh, that little thing that you doing, that ain't nothing. They try to minimize what we do, and really what they don't realize is they left themselves open for the devil to use them to try to discourage us. So we pray for our enemies because they don't know what they're doing. They're being used by the enemy, and they don't even know it because they have not been covered fully by the Lord God. And then saved folks sometimes can slip. I'm talking about me and whoever else apply. Raise your hand and look straight ahead. Don't look at nobody in the room. If you look somebody in the room, they're going to think you're talking about them. But woman of God, why don't you share with my listening audience about who you are, Kimberly Williams? You can start wherever you like, and if you don't get time to finish, I'll have you come back and we can talk some more.
Amen. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Again, I want to thank you for having me here. And thank you again for such a beautiful and heartfelt introduction. I am Kimberly Williams, and I am a gospel Christian music singer, songwriter. I've been writing for a long time. I never considered myself a songwriter, but I like to say that God makes us what he desires us to be if we're willing. And so the first song that I ever wrote that it was the easiest thing I've ever done, because what happened, I literally was waken out of my sleep and wrote the song. If you've heard my song called Only a Prayer Away, I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning and the words literally just flowed out of me. I wrote it down on a piece of paper and went back to sleep. And during that time, I was working in hospice. If you know anything about hospice, people are given 6 months to live, typically. That's what hospice is. And I had the joy of visiting with a beautiful lady who's gone to be with the Lord. And and I believe she's with the Lord. And so when I visited with her that morning, she loved to hear me sing. And I told her I was going to share something that God gave me. And I shared that song with her, and literally while singing the song to her, God finished it right there in her, right by her bedside. And so that became one of my first songs that I wrote. It's called Only a Prayer Away. I've written some songs before, but this was one that I truly believe was inspired by God, and it didn't come from my intellect at all. That has happened a couple more times, but I have had the joy and I consider it an honor to be able to write songs and record and minister these songs to people who are hurting, because I am a social worker by profession, and I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I own a private practice called Kimberly Williams Counseling. So I've been in private practice now going on 6 years, and I work, you know, for myself. I counsel people every day with from all walks of life, suffering with depression, anxiety, suicidal ideations. I mean, you name it, people are suffering. And so I believe that God has allowed me to, even during this pandemic, to use my music and my counseling as a way to help those people who are hurting. Sometimes God prompts me to sing a song to clients. And I try to be obedient and do that. And every time I do it and I'm obedient, you know, usually I get a message back where they're like, you know, I was suffering with something. I felt burdened down. And after you did that song, I don't feel that anymore. You know, I feel a release in my, you know, I feel whole again, or I feel like I can go on. And so, you know, I just believe that God is using my gift of singing and music also in my profession. And so Amen. I give him all the glory and honor for that. But I've been able to record a couple of, I would say about 10 singles or 11. I have an EP out. Oh, yeah, I have a, it's a lot more out there. You got to think
okay,
you should
okay,
have one.
Okay, all right, well,
yeah,
all right,
when
well,
you reach out to
yeah,
me, I'll
gonna
send
have
you
to
one.
Okay, now, that's what we're going to have to straighten out because I'm feeling a little bit left out and left behind, but I know you're going to work with
sorry.
Me. I know you're going to make it
I
up to me. I love you.
You got it. But what I did,
Amen.
I think when you reached out to me, I sent you my latest single, which was Keeper of My Soul. I re-released that in September of 2020. And I was really, really blessed. God allowed the song to be played throughout the world, and I had
Amen.
Quite a few magazine articles written about the song, as well as it charted on the national chart. So, you know, we just give God the glory for that.
What else?
I just love singing. I've been singing. My mom laughs and tells the story that I could learn songs really fast when I was a child, and I would hum all the time. So we always laughed because she said, I didn't know if something was wrong with you or not, because all you did was walk around humming and singing. And so we understand that gift now, that it was just a gift of music and the love of music. And,
Amen.
I have cousins. I believe she's listening in. My cousin, her husband is a pastor, and she's a pastor. So I have some people
Amen.
Listening in. Sister Anita Johnson, she's located in Kentucky. And she will attest that singing has always been my thing. And so, and she will probably tell you that I like to talk as much as I like to sing. With that being said, look at God. He's got me in a profession where I talk all day long.
Amen.
And I can sing to my clients. So I'm just, that's who I am. I love the gospel.
Amen.
I love the word. I love Jesus. That's what you get when you get me. I tell people, you know, I grew up in church singing in the little Sunshine Choir. You remember the Sunshine Choir?
Of course.
I've always sang in church. Even when I went to college, I sang in gospel choir. I was a leader,
of course
you know, song leader there. So singing has always been a part of who I am, and I think it will always be a part of who I will be, whether I continue to chart on national charts or whether I'm singing one-on-one to my clients or just praising God in my own home, in my own space. That is where I feel the most connected, is when it's just me
Bless
and God.
You.
And that happens
That's
on a
right.
regular basis. So,
Amen.
You know, whether that it's just singing is who I am. That's the best way for me to describe it. I've won a couple of awards, the Gospel
what?
Choice Music Awards. I was up for another award this year. So we will see. That happens next month. So we will see if I win again. But I did win that award, Artist of the Year, in 2019. I won the Music Award, Gospel Vocalist Artist of the Year, 2019. And I've been able to be on a couple of TV shows, some artist showcases. So God is just moving. And I feel like it's at his own time. It's at his own time.
Amen. Well, listen, that is just, you have just blessed us so much. We feel like we grew up with you right now. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to bless them. Yeah, we're going to bless them with this anointed gospel music. And you got all your people on the phone lines tuning in. That's a beautiful thing when you have people when you have people that support you. I was just saying that there are some people that just refuse to just give us support for whatever reason.
You know
but
what? I was
going to
speak on that.
But
I was
going to
just speak on that. 1 second.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is on the other end of that, we have people that are dedicated to us. They love us. And these are the people that we focus in on. See, there'll be 10 people that we know. One of them will have an issue with us, and we'll forget about the other 9 that love us. So we're going to love on some Kimberly Williams right now because, listen, don't you know God still loves us? Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. I'm
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what we're talking about right there. Some good gospel music that just takes you to the throne of grace. Woman of God, listen. I knew you was full. I knew you was full. I'm going to have you come back, and we're going to have to sit down and have a full interview in the first hour. We'll have more time to talk because, man, you got so much in you. I need to have you come back, and we can sit down and have a full interview because it's going to take a few interviews just for you to get. I know you got testimonies, and the joy of the Lord is just jumping out of you. I can feel it. Woman of God, listen, what I want you to do, I want you to share your contact information because I'm blessed to have 6 networks syndicate this broadcast, and they're going to be people listen to this broadcast, and they're going to request that you be a part of their event, their revival, whether it's in their church or whether it's on virtual Zoom or whatever the case may be. They're going to want your ministry, your presence, your joy of Jesus to be a part of whatever it is, church event they got going on, revival, Woman's Day, whatever it is. I want you to share your contact
information. Yes, and I'm looking forward to it. I would love it.
I want you to share your contact information.
Okay.
As well as all of your social media contacts and where your music can be downloaded, woman of God. Come on with it.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, again, my name is Kimberly Williams, and my website where you can, I like to give it first because everything is on there. You can go directly to KimberlyWilliamsMusic.com. Mm-hmm. And if you will go there, you will find all of my contacts, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, I'm on Spotify, but if you go to www.KimberlyWilliamsMusic.com, you will find everything there. I like to do that because I think it simplifies it for people instead of me going through everyone. Just go one hub, KimberlyWilliamsMusic.com.
Okay.
So if you can remember my name, add music to it.com, and you will have access to my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook fan page, my YouTube, all there. My music is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and most anywhere that you can, Amazon Music, anywhere that you can download digital music or stream it, you can find it. I'm real excited, and I'm believing God for a merchandise store soon. For some t-shirts and things that people can wear that will certainly represent the kingdom.
Beautiful. Amen. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, woman of God, listen.
So, reach out to me. I'm open for booking. I'm ready to go.
Yes, Lord.
I'm ready. I got some new music coming out that I believe is going to bless you. God gave me a song during the quarantine called Surrender. And y'all, I'm really excited about that.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, woman of God, we got so much to talk about. I'm looking forward to having you come back. Thank you so much for blessing us with your presence. Thank you so much for being a faithful woman of God. Thank you so much for allowing yourself to be
thank
used
you
in
for
this
having
awesome
me. Thank
ministry.
You for having me.
Thank you for just allowing Jesus to come into your life and just make ways for you. You think you being blessed right now? You just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm telling you, you're going to be so blessed if you try to press it down, shake it together, it'll still be running over in your bosom, and you're going to have to give it away because it'll be too much for you. You'll lose your mind trying to hold back the favor of God in your life. Woman of God, gospel out of God.
I believe it. I receive it. I do. I know we're running out of time, but I want to say thank you because I do have lots of cousins on here, and my mom is on here all the way from California listening in.
Mama.
So I just want to say thank you. Yeah, she's in California. Martha Bernstein. So I'm shouting her out. And like I said, I got cousins, Rhoda and Dorothy.
Yes,
so many people on here listening in, and they support me and they love me. And I thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Mama.
And
everybody.
Everybody. Thank you.
We bless y'all. Thank y'all for supporting this woman of God. Woman of God, we love you in Jesus. We praying for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love us back and pray for us. Woman of God was right here.
Amen.
With that awesome ministry and the joy of Jesus. Kimberly Williams was in the house as we shined our artist spotlight on her. And didn't she shine? Yes, she did. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Woman of God. Man, I got to bring her back. ASAP, because when somebody got that much joy of Jesus in them, man, I just want them to spread it all around. I want some of it to splash all over me so I can shine brighter than I already am. God is good. Don't y'all know that? Here's Man of God from my former hometown. I don't care where I go. I don't care what I do. Detroit is going to always be living inside of me. Thank you, Jesus, for this Man of God from Detroit today, David Whitfield. And he will let you know when you have God in your life, guess what? You can do all things.
Hello, everyone. I am TV, radio host, author, and choreographer, Apostle Sherita Lovelace. I am called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship, praise, or even a spoken word for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 404 205-295-7367 or by email at SharitaLovelace@gmail.com. Listen, please join me for the Triumphant Show with Sharita Lovelace on Facebook Live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will be blessed with my anointed special guest and myself in some relevant spiritual conversations. Right now, you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I like the way the guitar sound on that, man. Oh, like, yeah. Kick that right there, man. Trying to tell them, man.
Jacket, lock, north, south, we got this.
Yes, Lord, we're going to rock this year. I know 2020 was a year that marked human history as a year of tragedy that we will never, ever forget. There's no way possible. But don't you know that this is a new year because God says he will do a new thing. Sounds of gospel artist Gabriel Ori and woman of God Regina Skeeter coming in with those nice vocals, lighting us up with a Jesus joy, talking about this year. This is a new year, and this is Fire, the gospel experience, giving you inspirational words to keep you uplifted and motivated in the ways of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Don't you know God is able? And the Bible declares that we cannot live by bread alone. We are coming from Jeremiah 15:15 through the 21st verse, where it reads, O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand. For thou hast filled me with indignation. Wow, wow, wow. Our Lord Jesus endured great temptation from his and our enemy, the devil. After 40 days of prayer and fasting before he started his earthly ministry, the Bible tells us, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Now, first of all, the devil imitates what he sees God doing to give the false impression that he is equal to God and can do all that the Almighty does. No way, Jose. So, knowing that our Lord Jesus was hungry through observation and not by possessing God's omniscience, he spoke to our Lord Jesus of turning stones to bread, bread being one of the main foods for the Jewish people of those days, as well as today, and also being a symbol and a reminder of the unleavened bread that they had to quickly prepare from their Egyptian exodus slavery. When the children of Israel suffered over 400 years of slavery, which gave us a religious overtone, which the devil uses to try to legitimize deceit. So we have to be aware of the devil's devices, like the Bible tells us. The Word of God says, Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So, as the devil observed the Lord Jesus, may we recognize that he is also observing us to find weaknesses in our faith. You know, we always say that God has an eye at every corner. Well, guess what? The devil and his minions are always watching us too, trying to subvert our faith walk in God, to derail us. Yes, he will test us, but God allowed it for our Lord Jesus, as well as also us, that we are proof of who we say we are. Amen. By aligning our lives with Almighty God's living word. So, many centuries before our Lord's encounter with our enemy of man's soul, the prophet Jeremiah was expressing to God his heart, concern, and dilemma of being defeated by his enemy. Jeremiah 15:15 says, O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. We as believers in Christ shall suffer in varying degrees from a world that is hostile against our Lord Jesus and his Christian principles that we live by. Why so? It's because the ways of the world are an enmity against God. Daniel 4:4 says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Now, the Bible calls for us, beloved, as believers, to live this holy word and to speak out against those who defy it. So, yes, the persecution and suffering is the world's retaliation against us, to silence us, and to remove the ways of godliness, holiness, and Almighty God himself from them, which ain't even possible. Verse 16 says, thy words are found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Our resource and strength comes from a daily diet where we intake God's holy word by reading, meditating, and allowing the word to pass through us just like physical food. Except with this digestion, there is no way. It all remains deeply embedded within us, inside of our mind, spirit, and soul. Our bodies are to be kept holy and sanctified because of his precious word that lives inside of each believer. Amen. The word of God rejoices our hearts, beloved, as it did the great prophet Jeremiah, for it provides hope, victory, and light in every dark circumstance. Amen. Verse 17 says, finally, I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Lord Jesus. So, as we speak truth in witnessing, we are aware of our assignment and callings to remain of the world, but not in the world. We do not compromise what thus says the Lord in an attempt to supposedly win people's confidence. To be friendly with the ways of the world will never, ever, ever win us any souls to Christ. We do understand Romans 8:1 that says, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? The answer is nothing. Capital letter. That even when we must stand alone, that we're never truly alone. The Bible declares that God always has a remnant and that there are armies of angels always encamped around us. So, beloved, let us not be deceived to believe that the bread of this world is enough and is the objects of this world, be it the bread of money, success, the bread of sex, the bread of material things, or even the bread of religion. Because this bread will not sustain nor satisfy our souls. Only the living bread of Christ, who is the embodiment of the holy word of God. And even God himself has declared that his word has been placed above all that he is, and it don't get no higher than that. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, giving you some sanctified, show enough uplifting spiritual word of God to bless your soul and to keep you looking higher and higher so that our God will always be our strength. He will always be our rock. He will always be our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. You are a wonder to behold, and we will always give you praise, glory, in your precious name. Here's the new pearly gates taking us to church, because when you got a friend like Jesus, that's bread enough right there, right there.
Come on all over the nation. I want you to clap your hands with me. I want you to testify with me. I want you to get together. Come on, come on, and help me say these words there. Help me. I gotta testify tonight. I got a friend. the Father left.
I've got a prayer.
Yes, He will. When I think about what He's done for me, I can lift my hands and tell you these words. I got a friend.
Singing traditional gospel music. That's that gospel music I grew up with. It's all good. I love it all. But boy, I have to take y'all to church so that we don't forget that traditional quartet gospel sound. New Pearly Gates is in the house. I got a friend. I want to thank each and every one of you beautiful people for tuning in and supporting this God-breathed, God-anointed broadcast, because this is what we do. We honor God. We lift Him up. We give Him praise with no shame. You got people out there celebrating LQBGD day and month and presenting what God called a perversion in our face, like it's acceptable. Yes, they made it legal, but that don't make it right with God. So we have no shame, and it's not because we're homophobic. It's because we understand what God says, and yes, all sin is sin, but you need to understand something. I'm going to share this with y'all. This is a real quick Bible study lesson that, yes, all sin got so pervasive over the earth that God sent flood to destroy all life except for Noah and his family. Amen. Yes, He did that. All sin. Sin is sin. But the Bible also records that after the flood, that God didn't destroy two whole cities for murder, for robbery, for lying, for cheating. He destroyed two whole cities called Sodom and Gomorrah for homosexuality. That was judgment after the flood. Amen. So listen, God has said it is what it is, what it is. And we are here to represent goodness and godliness. We don't hate nobody, but we hate the things that some people do, including the things that we did ourselves. We're not being judgmental. God Almighty has said this is what's right and this is what's wrong. So we're here to honor God in everything that we do. Thank you, woman of God, for coming in, talking about my dear sister in Christ, Minister Dina Williams, thank you for hanging out with me for the whole entire show. Most guests, once they're gone, I ain't mad at nobody. They usually got things to do. I understand. But thank you for staying with me the whole broadcast. God bless you. God keep you. God cover you. Thank you, woman of God, Kimberly Williams, as we shine our spotlight. That sister was so full, I got to bring her back. I want to leave y'all with this final word. It don't make no difference if you ain't making a difference. Think about it. We're supposed to influence everything that we do and everywhere we can as best we can. I want to leave y'all with new music from gospel artist Deacon Authority and Judah, letting you know I'm in love. I want y'all to be able to tune in to my Fire Gospel broadcast. I'm on YouTube. You can catch Fire Broadcast on YouTube, Ryan E. Jefferson. I'm blessed to be on Twitter, Ryan E. Jefferson 60, as well as Instagram, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. God is blessing me, and I want to be a blessing to you. If you feel so inclined and want to share a donation and gift to keep this broadcast on, keep the lights on, keep the microphone on, you can send it to $R, Ron, capital E, Fire 60, and I promise you, I appreciate everything that y'all do for me. You all are a blessing for me. I love you in Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love me back. So until next time, here's Deacon Authority and Judea. I'm in love, and that's a beautiful thing to be in love, because God is love. So until next time, y'all be blessed. Beautiful, precious name of our Lord Jesus the Christ.
This is a DAB.
I can feel the sun rays. Wake up in the morning on a Sunday. Walking down the aisle like a runway. Yes, I got a smile cause I'm okay. I usually drive the fast lane. My friends catch me up like a propane. Yes, I got your back is what they all claim. Yes, I got your back is what they all claim. Life is perfect, life is worth it. Experience the best teacher. Truth will surface, the next leader is you. No more black or blue, no more bruises. No more scars, no more feeling like you're useless. You done your dirt now, you're safe, but God's grace. I see your nightmare, cause I was once there. Better places yet to come. I hear trumpets and drums, I feel the wind breeze. Peace will overcome like jet speed. Jet speed, I am free, praise the King. I believe he delivered me from all of my wrongs. Wanna do it, I thought I was done, but wanna do it. Call me juggernaut, cause I'm running through it. Running through it, been through it, God knew it. Didn't let me fall, I done gone through it. He's flowing through my heart and it's so fluid. He tells me where to go when to go to it. Ooh, I'm in love with you.
Lord, I know that you know me completely, yet you still chose to love me unconditionally. I know your son died for me, and his blood set the people free. King of kings, we praise you cause you are the best thing. We're so blessed but still on nothing compared to you and all you do. That's why I gotta say, ooh.
Share the bill of money. Share the bill of money. Share the bill of money.